98.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A desperate search in Chester, Pennsylvania for a missing six-year-old girl who fell in a creek yesterday. Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley.
Very rapid currents. There's a lot of debris in the water, which poses a potential hazard to our responders, but they've been trained to kind of deal with those situations.
Snow's on the way for parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Margie Nelson with the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
We're used to getting snowstorms through March, so this is usual. It's just been quieter overall, but it's something that we know happens. We were expecting it at some point, and here we are.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says any ground assault on Rafah would cause humanitarian catastrophe.
There is no way to have an effective aid distribution in Gaza without a humanitarian ceasefire.
U.S. officials are meeting with Israeli officials in Washington this week to try to dissuade a Rafah operation. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is getting some help from Washington to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Mike Mohn has more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Cranley says the lack of connection is especially concerning in rural areas across northern Wisconsin, where aging communities have limited resources. Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. Cranley says the state's plan came together following extensive public outreach, in which her organization helped convey the need for improved internet access for those 50 and older.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Overall, Governor Evers says the plan's federal approval means more than 410,000 homes and businesses will be better positioned to be connected to new or improved high-speed internet service. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks host the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game in Milwaukee. The women's empowerment game honoring career women in the workplace. Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of the women's empowerment game. It's fantastic to see the NBA push such an important holiday, support it. You know, I have two nieces myself. They love sports, love coming to my games, watching me, you know, and I want to be like my older brothers. They want to be like me as well. They play basketball, play sports, you know. To show little girls that there's a chance for them to be pro basketball players or be sideline reporters, you know, be whatever it is to be around the sport of basketball that they love, that's really cool, you know. And I've been with through my whole career, you know, see where they are now. Katie George, you know, Sarah Kustak, all those people, you know, doing great things. So proud of you guys. And you guys are showing these little girls how it's supposed to be done.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. From Fiserv Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
Either Trump is broke or he's lying to the court. Either way, we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tune in to the Monday edition, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see cloudy skies today, breezy southeast winds, and a little bit of light snow or some rain as we go through the afternoon. Highs of the lower 40s. That light snow and rain chance tonight, mostly cloudy, and temperatures will stay in the upper 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. The Civic Media Radio Network. Happy spring, everybody. Yeah, right. Toronto High Noon Central. And worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Thank you.
Dodd wrote that. He's a classic himself. I'll tell you more about Jimmy, some of his great songs. The Music of the Star. Big Band. Go ahead and sing along.
Of a great man, Etienne de Grillet. Listen, I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there be any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do, to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. And now I'll be going my way.
To think about the do's and don'ts is sometimes hard to do.
Jimmy Dodd is quite a guy. He lied to get into the Disney organization. He told Walt he was a lot younger. But everybody liked Jimmy Dodd. More on him in a bit. It's the Music of the Stars and Tony.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. Really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance.
face them alone. Please remember, I still want.
Jimmy Dodd. Kind of a rare thing, really, on Clark. Unknown label.
I see that big black locomotive as it comes around the bend. I don't know where it's going, but all right, it's to the end. Well, I ain't got no money, not a place to call my own. Just miles and miles of railroad track between me and home. Freight train. Train whistle to pacify my worried mind. I see the morning sunrise on the rail, smoke coming from the stack. That lonesome freight train whistle seems to tell me don't look back. Those wheels seem to tell me, son, you left no friends behind. Just miles and miles of railroad track and a very worried mind. Freight train coming on down the line. It takes a freight train whistle to pacify my worried mind. Trains have been my life, they'll be the death of me. I'm satisfied, I've rode them all from Maine to Tennessee. From north to south, from east to west, the rails have been my home. Just miles and miles of a railroad track and a freight train moving on. Freight train moving on down the line. It takes a freight train whistle to pass. It takes a freight train whistle to pacify my worried mind.
Jimmy Dodd trying real hard to sound like Pat Buttram. Here's Jimmy. Come on, everybody sing along, you know.
Encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Just look inside this book and you will see
everything from A to down to Z. In the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Why do salmon swim up the stream?
Say that if you really want to know.
See the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Encyclopedia, if you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see.
Encyclopedia, if you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see
everything from A to down to Z. In the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Is the mellow moon made of cheese? Why do people bless those who sneeze?
Achoo! Bless you.
All around.
from me. Here's all you have to do.
Get see the Encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Look inside this book and you will see
everything from A clear down to Z. In the Encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Guest is one of my good friends. We play tennis together all the time. Great performer. And he and his wife, Edie Gourmet, will be at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th, which is just a few days hence. Well, not many more days hence. Today is what? 25th. Thank you, Bob. Happy birthday again, Bob.
It's an odd day.
It's an odd day. Yeah. So you people, I know, will rush right up there. They're at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th through the June 11th. June 19th and 20th, they're going to be performing at the Mormon Tabernacle. Yes, they're going to do a concert with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. What? And an orchestra. An orchestra. And they're going to do a Gershwin concert.
Utah Symphony.
A Utah Symphony. Well, that's a place for them, the Tabernacle, and because that way they don't have to travel too far. And that's all the time we have tonight. Would you welcome Mr. Steve Lawrence.
I know what it's like to perform through pain. If you're like me, one of the millions suffering from pain caused by migraine,
for once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once I'm afraid I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, laugh like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Sorrow hurt me like it hurt me before.
once again, Steve Lawrence with Nelson Riddle. The music of the stars.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window, without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me? As I love you, are you my life to be?
Making a star tonight.
This is crazy time.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're looking well.
You're looking well, too.
Yes, I feel well. You look good.
Thank you, sir.
Get over last night?
Yes.
I understand you two were out together.
Right?
Oh,
yes. Last night?
Yes. Yes, Ed and I were out last night. Well, with our wives, yes. It got a little late.
It was late and funny. It was a good night.
Oh, we went to the track yesterday afternoon.
Did he behave himself?
Yes. Ed is always a perfect gentleman. I've always known Ed in all the years that I've known Ed McMahon. Every
everything you wanted to know about Ed McMahon.
He's always been a perfect gentleman.
So he went to the track?
Yes, Edie and I went to the track with Ginny and Bob Newhart and Dolly and Dick Martin and McMahon's and Abbey Lane. It was a big party in Abbey Lane. We all met afterwards for dinner. Edie is a very big horse lady.
Yeah.
She's involved with... That didn't come out right.
It doesn't seem to make any difference at all what you say tonight. Somebody's going to make something out of it.
But Edie was involved in a syndicate that owned horses. Not a syndicate. Syndicate. I mean, a
more gourmet.
Hello, Edie. Hi there.
You don't mean she was involved with it again?
No, I mean a group of people syndicate, like Howard Koch, the producer, and Walter Matthau.
And they buy a horse.
Yes, and they got together and they bought a horse. And I went out to Hollywood Park to watch her horse run. And
did he run all right?
He came out of the gate.
Good, good.
He was
you're supposed to do that. Good. Sounds like a winner to me. Came out of the gate.
Yeah, but, I mean, they said, they're off, except one right now. No, the horse came out of the gate, and he was 5 lengths ahead. And he stayed out 5 lengths ahead, and he won the race by 5 lengths. It was absolutely sensational. And I was really excited about this whole thing. I started to get visions about...
5 lengths?
Yes, it was the horse's first race, too. His name was Doc Simon, named after the rider, Doc Simon. And he won the race by 5 lengths. I got very excited, because I'm not really into horses.
Yeah.
But I saw this horse's first race, and he wins by 5 lengths. I figured, we got it made. We'll put the horse out and stud him for $15,000, $20,000 a throw. You know,
yeah, but you got to win more than one race to go to stud.
Well, I didn't know that, but I got real excited about it. You know, I said, hey, this is going to be sensational. Edie will put him out to stud, $15,000 a throw. And she says, we can't do that. I said, why? She said, well, the horse is a gelding. I didn't know what that was. Do you know what
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20-plus stations, and the Music of the Stars is on now, all the way to high noon central, but also available on podcast, you know. Yeah, that's on civicmedia.us. Red Sylvine.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a hollering, giddy up go, daddy, giddy up go. So that's what I named the old truck, giddy up go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. And then after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on,
just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops, and some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine, and how his first word about the truck was Giddy Up Go. Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks glowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat, and my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy Up Go. Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, how'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16, and I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me. Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, Giddy Up Go. Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, Giddy Up Go.
Spike Jones and his orchestra, they were a crazy bunch.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb.
Beetlebomb.
Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Sojack is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebomb. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close, it'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Spike Jones. For the 633 Squadron. That's quite a theme, and all it needs is lyrics. There aren't any. The music of the stars. I like the music of Elmer Bernstein. I guess most people do, even though they may not identify that song with him. One of my favorite movies. Love with the Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen. Off in a Musicians Union Hall. When Steve McQueen finds out Well, I'll let you watch the movie.
Thank you. I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her
in Brooklyn this summer. In the mountain, right? What was it dancing about? What do you mean I don't remember?
It doesn't matter. My name's Angela. Can I talk to you a minute? I'm on my lunch hour. I've only got a minute.
Sure.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Congratulations.
Don't worry. I'm not going to cause you any trouble. All I want from you is a doctor. An address, you know?
Look, you just don't walk in a place like this and,
Oh, forget it.
of the Stars. That's a great picture. Love with the Proper Stranger, 1963. And for some reason, it's...
Thank you very much.
Not well known.
You've been so very kind. I'd like to do something for you now. I'd like to have someone join me on this next song. Someone who I'm sure needs no introduction.
Natalie Cole.
Because the first word says it all.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. A song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
Music of the Stars. We're on from 7 till high noon every Sunday on most of these civic media radio stations. I'm Lou Regani, your host. We'll be on podcast at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media app.